Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us to April monthly call. I am really sorry for the short notice about the change of the day, that happens sometime, and I know several people have sent their apologies because of the change of the day. But thanks to all of those who could join us. And just give the floor to Gisela for roll call. Gisela, please.
Thank you, Shirinush. Gisela here. On today's call, we have Shirinush Vardanyan, Liana Galsian, Alain Michel, Maureen Hilliard, Olivier Crépin-Leblon, Satish Babu, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Kitamura Yasuichi, and Hong Sui. We have apologies noted from Holly Rage, Dr. Suhaidi Hassan, Yanala Askbrink, Fuad Bajwa, Tomohiro Fujisaki, and Toshio Tachibana. From staff, we have Silvia Vivanco, Calvin Wong, and myself, Gisela Gruber. And if I can please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Shirinush.
Thank you very much, Gisela. First, I would like to congratulate the new LS in Apiralo region, Sri Lanka Next Generation, and I hope they also will be able to join as they already started to be an active part of Apiralo and are organizing an event about which we'll talk later. But I think Shrimal has just joined, who is from Sri Lanka. Shrimal, welcome to our call. And congratulations to your organization once again to be a new ALS in Apiralo. Looking forward to seeing you in person and working with you in Asia-Pacific region and not only. Okay, let's move forward to the next agenda item, which is ALAC update. And I again would like to appreciate Olivier's time to be able to join us and with great pleasure, give the floor to him for the update. Olivier, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much, Shirinosh. Olivier Crépin-Leblon speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes, well enough.
Fantastic, thanks. Okay, so it's been a very, very busy month this month in on the ALAC as far as policy development is concerned. There have been a lot of public consultations that were published by ICANN, by the different component parts of ICANN, and the ALAC has been very busy drafting statements and with your input, of course, being able to answer all of these public comments. First, let's go through very briefly the statements approved by the ALAC. There are four of them that have recently been approved. The first one is the Next Generation Generic Top-Level Domain Registration Directory Services to replace the WHO is preliminary, and it's a preliminary issue report. So this issue report is about, as it says on the title, replacing the WHOIS services. WHOIS services are the system by which it is possible to find out who is the registrant of a domain name. For lots of reasons, this system that was implemented a long time ago is not really suitable anymore because of privacy reasons, etc. So a new system of a next generation a registration directory services system has been discussed by an expert working group, and now there is a preliminary issue report that was drafted based on the work of this working group, and that's the first step to going into a policy development process in the generic name supporting organization, so in the GNSO, to start taking this and move in the future with some recommendations to build this next generation registration directory services system. The statement that we've sent out is linked to the agenda. If you want to go into details as to what we said, you can click on it. It's fair size, and Carlton Samuels, the assignee for this task, did a very good job at it. The next one is the at-large initial report on, it's an initial report on data and metrics for policy-making workspace. There has always been a question as to when policy is being made, whether the policy process has been followed, whether the mechanisms in the GNSO working group for listening to everyone and the balance of stakeholders were followed, etc. Make sure there's also safeguards with regards to the confidentiality of certain types of information and lots of different ways, if you want, to look at how the work basically has taken place. We had Maureen Hilliard, who picked up the pen on this, who was the pen holder, and the draft that she submitted is also available there on the wiki through the link. The draft was adopted with 11 votes in favor. Next one was the INS stewardship transition. I don't know if you've heard about this process. It probably is the most publicized process at the moment, with the U.S. government having said about a year ago that they were going to review the current process by which they are stewarding the INF functions, the INF functions being functions currently performed by ICANN on behalf of the naming community for the top-level domains, on behalf of the protocols community for the Internet Engineering Task Force, and on behalf of the numbers community for the regional Internet registries. The stewardship, if you want, was given back by the U.S. government, or they said, well, we're going to step out. Please come up, and they asked the community to come up with a solution. Three solutions were designed by each one of the operational communities that I just mentioned earlier. They all came together through a group called the INA Coordination Group, and we ended up with a final not totally final, but certainly with I would guess it's nearly final proposal from the three communities, pending a few more informations to come from the ICANN Accountability Working Group, the cross-community working group. That's an additional process in there for ICANN work. If you have any interest in this, you can read the statement. It's available there. It was also voted on and agreed. Next was the community working group, the cross-community working group on enhancing ICANN accountability. I just spoke about it. It's a preliminary or intermediate, or should I say draft report. It's the second draft report of the working group. That was adopted with 15 votes in favor. From the ALAC was adopted with 15 votes in favor. And it's quite an extensive comment spanning quite a few pages. So I invite you to read it. It's very interesting. There's been a lot of discussion as to what to put in this comment. And the work is ongoing. The working group is going to meet in Los Angeles in a few days' time, in a week's time. So we'll see what comes out of that. But it's maybe along with the INA stewardship, this is really the primary topic that's been taking most of our time. That's for the statements already approved. The statements that are currently being drafted or that are ready to receive comments or in a vote, there are five of them. That's the time when you should really get involved. The first one is the proposed ICANN bylaws amendments for the GNSO, the Generic Name Supporting Organization Policy and Implementation Recommendations. This is a process which was started when it was found out, through experience, I guess, that when a policy needs to be implemented, there are times when it needs to be amended slightly because it's just unimplementable as it is drafted in the policy report. So it was found there should be some kind of a follow-up from the generic name supporting organization and from the community when a policy needs to be implemented. And rules and methods by which this should take place should be designed. So the working group worked for quite a while on this and now has got a report, which I'm not going to go into because it's quite a few pages. But that report effectively is up for public comment. The ALAC has decided it will submit a comment on this. There is a final draft version after some while for discussions and so on. There's a final draft version that is on the wiki page at the moment, and that's to be voted on by the ALAC. In fact, I believe the vote is probably going on as we speak. So maybe a little late to comment on this one. The next one is still in drafting stage. That's the preliminary issue report on the new GTLD, so new generic top-level domain subsequent procedures. As you know, the first round of launch of new generic top-level domains, over 1,000, I don't know, 1,300, 400, a large number of them, the first round has pretty much finished. Most of them are still at launching stage, so they've not all been launched yet. But as far as the policy is concerned, that's pretty much done. There's immediately now a talk in the generic name supporting organization of having another round. The next round, yes, you thought you'd be finished with one. No, the next one is just around the corner. But then, of course, as you will have noticed, there were a lot of problems that were identified during the first round, especially problems with the applicant guidebook, that book by which all of the rules of the program are drafted and by which everyone has to abide to. Not being able to make any amendments for the past few years to the applicant guidebook, now it might be time, before launching next round, to first find out if a next round is needed, and then, if there is such a thing as a next round, then to find out what needs to be changed in the applicant guidebook. As with every policy development process in the GNSO, staff has collected a large number of issues, has drafted an issues report, and that's where we are now. The issues report has been published. And it's a long report. It has quite a few issues identified. And since it's an important process which will affect end users, I really recommend that you have a read through this report and come back to us as to whether you think there are some issues which were not identified by staff at this stage. Still very early stage, but it's important to bring forward the issues that we think need to be dealt with and need to be addressed, because that effectively is going to draw the working plan of the GMSO working group that will address these issues. Next, the at-large proposal. It always starts with at-large, by the way, because that's always, it's the at-large workspace. But the actual topic itself is the proposal for Arabic script root zone label generation rules. That's a topic which will affect countries in your region, in the AP RALO region. It's all to do with internationalized domain names, and as you will have noticed, it's Arabic domain names, Arabic scripts domain names. The way that the system works, and it's a little bit technical there, is that there are some rules for the what they call the label generation. It's rules that affect the script and how they're dealt with by your browser, so web browser or your email client, the way that effectively a specific domain or specific characters are dealt with, whether there's mapping between characters, etc., or whether the characters might be visually similar to other characters, and so on. The first report for this is out. So you've got this whole proposal on this, it would be very good if our Arabic speakers in the region could read through this and bring forward their points of view on this. Or in fact, I would say anyone might not be able to speak Arabic, but if you can read Arabic, that might be helpful too. So that's one time at the moment for commenting. We're also actually waiting or looking for an assignee on this. If anybody wishes to volunteer to hold the pen, and now that's the occasion for it. Next, we have the preliminary issue report on the new GTLD. Okay, I'm lost. Sorry, I've clicked with the wrong eye. Sorry, the use of country and territory names at as top-level domains. Now, that's another interesting development, and it's one that has been discussion between the country code name-supporting organizations and the generic name-supporting organizations. And as the title says, it's about using country and territory names, and including also three-letter country codes. At the moment, as you know, the countries only have two-letter country codes, but here they're looking at three-letter country codes as top-level domains. And the big question with those is that the two-letter country codes are, at the moment, called as they are country codes. They're called country codes, and they therefore fall under the remit of the country codes name supporting organization, the CCNSO, which has its own rules, and where the policy mostly takes place, if not nearly all of it, takes place at country level. It doesn't take place in ICANN. Now, what about these three-letter country codes? What about the full name of a country? Should these be served or reserved as country code top-level domains, or could they be eligible for use as generic top-level domains? There are a number of questions there, seven questions that are being asked by the cross-community working group that deals with these issues, and you're very much invited to answer them and to give your point of view. It's something that would affect our end users because of the way that policy is developed. If policy is developed under the generic name supporting organization, then it takes place within ICANN. If policy is to take place under the country code top-level domain, country code name supporting organization, then the policy for each one of these top-level domains would be undertaken within the country in which the country code is in use or is registered. And finally, the last one on the list is the new generic top-level domain auction proceeds discussion. Now, you've heard a moment ago that the first round of new generic top-level domains has just been, or is just about to be completed. The thing, though, is that there were some names that more than one organization applied for, and when this happened, one of the processes by which you would end up with one final applicant from the two, three, four, five applicants that were there at the start, was to organize an auction that was organized by ICANN, where each one of the applicants would need to bid for that top-level domain, for that string, sorry, and to be able to run that top-level domain. Needless to say, the amounts that were bid by the participants were not in the question of, you know, $2, $3, $5, $10, $15. No, we're looking at having a lot more zeros behind the initial 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and therefore millions. In fact, as much as $60 million has been collected through these auctions. The next question, when you have $60 million in your pocket, is what do you do with it? And that's what this discussion is all about. The ALAC's point of view in the past and in times when we have spoken to the board or to the board chair was that this should really go towards the community, to build the community. But we haven't really completely articulated this. And here is a first discussion paper that was brought forward, and we are asked to comment on it. It's important to get in this discussion very early, because there are some vastly different views out there. There are others who think that the auction proceeds should be used for an entirely different purpose than for the community. And there's also a big question mark about what is or who is the community? Is it the overall worldwide community? Should this go towards helping poverty in developing countries? Or should this go to the ALAC community? Should this go to the regional at-large organizations? Lots of different questions. Please comment on it. It's important. And it's bound to be, as with every matter of money, it's going to be an important discussion. And it's bound to be something that is hard fought within the community. Now, just one statement is at the moment in the corner of not having a statement drafted for it. One topic, and the ALAC has decided not to submit a statement, and that's the release of country and territory names within a whole list of new generic top-level domains. In the past, the ALAC has not commented on this. It's something which is a recurring question. In general, we've been with the point of view, or most of us have been with the point of view, that it doesn't really matter whether the second-level domain has a country name or not. But at the same time, we didn't have full consensus on this. So we've decided not to submit a statement on this. And with the, I think I've taken just about 15 minutes. That's pretty much all of the policy work this month. If you reload your agenda, I believe that the ALAC updates now the... No, it hasn't. Okay, I thought that it had. If you look at the chat, you will find out that there is a link to the policy development work. Policy Advice Development page. You can scroll up a little bit. And it's really important that you have a look at this in between your AP Rallo calls, because policy doesn't stop and there's always something new coming up. It's also very exciting to contribute to it, because you can really make a difference in the way the Internet is run in the future, and specifically as far as domain names are concerned, the ALAC voice really counts, and that means your voice. So I look forward to seeing your involvement in there. And back to you, sir, and apologies if I've taken more time than needed. But it's exciting. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Olivier. Thank you. It's always we always have less time for you to come up with updates, and I always feel very bad saying that, okay, two more minutes, three more minutes. But really, thank you and appreciate your time being with us and providing this detailed update. And yes, I just echo you to encourage LSs in AP Rallo to be an active part of statements or development or discussions in ALAC. So you don't need to be an ALAC member to participate or comment to any of this, but you are at large member, so you are able to be there and participate. So thank you very much, Olivier. And we have really packed agenda for the next 30 minutes, and I would like, without further ado, move to agenda item 4. Just to let you know all that there is an outreach calendar, the online calendar, which was created within the framework of outreach subcommittee, and we already started to fill in the activities implemented by ALSIT, and if I can ask staff to put the link on the to this calendar on the page and here in Adobe, and we can go. There are a couple of activities already filled in by myself, Maureen, Aris, and Aranga, and I really very much appreciate the work they did, and this is the encouragement that for all ALSs, they are implementing different activities, and we would encourage them to put those activities in order to keep these activities in our in the database for the future reporting for the strategy implementation. Maureen, if you would like to add to this point, please.
Thank you, Sarunosh. This is Maureen for the record. I don't actually have that much to add. It's just that one of the things that I would ask is that if you have got an event, you know, it's just some basic details so that we can actually put them on. The ones that that are on, we've got several in September, but Iranga has actually given us one in November, and I think that this is one of the good things is that, you know, if you know that something's coming up that actually includes something related to outreach with it for ICANN, please let us know, and so we can let others know, and it just gives a really good idea of what's happening within our region. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. And with that, I would like to give the floor to Srimal to introduce the activity which is planned in November. Srimal, are you able to talk? I know staff was dialing out to you, but I'm not sure. Srimal? Yes, I think you can't speak, but you can type, if I'm right. Let's check wait for a second. Okay, so Srimal cannot speak. Gisela, we can organize dialing out to Srimal, and before this is taking place, I would like to give the floor to do updates of the recent activities implemented in the region, and one of the major activities in Armenia was First National Armenian IGF, and I would like to give the floor to Liana, who provided a very interesting information and PowerPoint to find about the results of that IGF. Liana, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Sir Anush. Yes, I will tell a little bit about our First Armenian Internet Governance Forum, where we were happy to host our dearest Holly Rush and Ali Al-Mashal. If you go with the slide here, we have the organizers for me and IGF was the Internet Governance Council, which is a multi-stakeholder council, the Minister of Transport and Communication, and indeed ISOC Armenia. We had international and local sponsors for this event. As you know, ICANN and ISOC highly support IG events worldwide, and we are happy to have the strong support for Armenian IGF as well. Our local sponsors were mainly registrars, you see Hyperspace and ABC Domain, and we have an ISP company, UCOM. Then I would say about the participation. When planning the IGF, we expected to have around 100 participants, but the real participants were above our expectation. It was attended by 170 on-site participants coming from 10 foreign countries, such as Australia, Bahrain, as I already told you, Serbia, Belgium, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, Georgia, and Russia, of course. But mainly, the participants were local people, covering 86%. Then in the next slide, you see the breakdown by stakeholder group. All stakeholder groups were represented at Armenian IGF. In the chart here, you can see that the fact that surprised us is the participation of private sector, which was prevailing 30%. Then comes civil society, 80% participation, a technical community, 70%. Government and academia were represented equally by 8%. and we have 90% of participants who did not affiliate themselves to any of the stakeholders. The next slide is by breakdown by gender representation. I need to say that here we have prevailing of male participants, which should be improved, I think. Well, this is the first IGF, and for the next one, I hope that female representation will be higher. Then you can see the opening keynote. The opening was opening speech was delivered by the Deputy Minister of Transport and Communication. And we have a recording speech by Fadisha Hadi, and I spoke to the European Bureau Director Frederick Dong, and I spoke Armenia President Igor Makrasimyan also delivered the speech and welcomed all participants and told some words how important is the IGF and why it is the first. In the world, we have already this year the 10th meeting. I will tell a little bit about the program. It was divided in two parts. We had plenary sessions and panel sessions. The event is a 1.5 day, and the plenary sessions covered the topics, multi-stakeholder model, on internet governance for Armenia. It was delivered by Vice President of ISO. I myself represented the launch of Armenian IDN, the sunrise of which started from September 1st. Then we had universal acceptance, recent achievements, which was represented by Dusan Stojicevic from Serbia. He was also a co-chair of Steering Committee for Universal Acceptance. We had a Digital Public Library for Armenia. Then Internet of Things was also included in our program. And we have ICANN Accountability and IANA Transition report presentation presented by Michael Yakushev, ICANN VP for Eastern Europe, Russia, and Central Asia. Plenary sessions were about also children's safety on the internet, problems of the National Research and Education Network, then intellectual property rights and free access to internet resources, and the impact of internet on further development of Armenian small and medium enterprises. As for the panel discussions, panel sessions, we had parallel sessions, which covered new media, network neutrality topic, where we have Hilaire as a keynote speaker. And we had E2 for a society mainly speaking about the application, and here Ali Al-Michel made a great presentation. We had also a panel session devoted to content and cybersecurity. Yes? Hello?
Hello.
Do you hear me?
Yes, Liana, we can hear you.
Yeah, okay, great, because I didn't know you lost my voice.
No. Yes.
Thank you. And if you go down with the slides, you can show that ICANN is well represented at Armenian IGF here, and in the next pictures, Oli and Ali made their speech or presentation, and about Suranush, she was a rapporteur for one of our panel sessions and greatly represented then in a press conference, as you see. Michael Yakushev, Suranush Vartanyan, and myself on the press conference. Regarding ICANN role and its activity worldwide, Then we have covered Armenian IGF expectations and results, and about Armenian IDN dot high. And you can see media coverage here. There are many media illustrated and referred to our IGF, the first one. The main articles and programs are about in Armenian. A couple of them are only in English, but still this is for local people as well, mainly. I think the thing will be changed for the upcoming years. So this is all I wanted to share with you. Thank you very much for all those who could participate remotely and supported us, as well as to ICAM for giving great opportunity for our colleagues to be in Armenia for this event. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Liana. Thank you very much for this report, and it was really, for the first time, it was really a great event organized by ISOC, and you personally have very much investment on this success. And this is also shows one of the great chances and usage of crop funding provided by ICANN. Once again, thanks for this opportunity for Ecorallo members to participate in different events taking place in the region. And this is the important part of our participation and experience sharing. This is what CROP is providing. So please try to use, whenever there is an important event coming up, let us know to use this CROP opportunity. And this is open to all ALSs as well. Once again, thanks, Liana. Is there anyone who would like to add on this topic? I know Holly and Ali are preparing their CROP report, so yes, the report will be soon posted in CROP wiki page. And Holly and Ali are working already on the final preparation of this report. I know that ISOC Palestine was implemented some activities as well, and Nadira sent an information about this, and we posted this in our calendar, in Wiki calendar. I'm not sure if Nadira is here to say a couple of words. I think no. But the information about this is posted in the calendar, so that's why it's very important, even if you miss the monthly call, you can go to the calendar and see what kind of activities are implemented by our ALSs. That's important for you to send this information and to speak out about the activities you are doing. Maureen, any additions about Pacific Islands activities, which you also posted in our calendar?
Thank you, Sarunosh. Maureen, for the record, just sort of like highlighting that that I was involved in a with this meeting in Thailand and presenting really from my ALS point of view the Pacific Islands, some views towards the document that will actually go to the WISIS discussions later in the year. But I would like to highlight that Calvin was there as well, and he might like to add something because he was there from APAC. Is Calvin available?
Yes, Calvin is with us. Calvin, can you speak?
Yes. Hi, this is Calvin. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, it was
yes,
a great opportunity. I didn't know that Maureen was going to be there, too. And it was a great opportunity for us to be plugged into the discussion for this is Plus 10 review with the civil society groups that are there. I think it was a very productive discussion, and on top of that, we had a very good network form in which we continue to exchange information after this this Pattaya session. So overall, I think it was a very good outreach session and a good chance to connect with the end users as well as civil society groups out there.
Thank you, Kelvin. Anyone would like to say something on agenda items 4 and 5 related to calendar and outreach activities in your respective countries or ALSs?
Sir Anush, this is Kevin here again.
Yes. Yes, Kevin.
Okay. Yep. So, just to add in one point that after the Pattaya session, in fact, the following week, in the second week of September, some of us in the APAC, ICANN APAC Hub, attended the APNIC 40 session in Jakarta, and I gave a global update to the session on ICANN, and I spoke a bit about engagement with the region, and I also took the opportunity to mention AP Relo as well as to share the links on how people can be connected and participate in AP Relo. So I think I can add that to the calendar as part of the outreach. That's all.
Of course. Thank you very much. And I know also that Yasuichi was there, and there was a meeting with APNIC where they wanted AP Relo's support in the statement. We used Yasuichi's participation there to send our agreement, a Toralo support. Yesong at APNIC, they had their retreat in Jakarta recently on September 7, if I'm not mistaken. And yes, Kevin, please put this also in this calendar, as these are all outreach activities to promote AP Relo and to promote active participation of ALSs. Anyone would like to say something? I saw Yasuichi joined us, but I'm not sure if Yasuichi can talk and do some updates from Jakarta.
I can talk about it, but can you hear me? This is Yasuichi from here.
Yasuichi, can you speak a little bit louder?
Okay, so this is Yasuichi Kitamura.
Great.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, so now we can hear you well.
Good. So about the ICGA proposal, that was discussed about at the AP Star Retreat meeting, not the APNIC meeting. So during the APNIC, the AP Star meeting, so that there was a proposal. So, and I asked all of you if the AP Relo will support this, the proposal or not. And also, one more thing is the Paul Wilson, that is the APNIC CEO, proposed the AP Star, actually AP Star retreat meeting is a little bit closed meeting for the AP something organization conference. So, but it should be open for everybody. So the AP Star forum was proposed, and that will be done at the next APRICOT 2016. That's all.
Thank you, Yasuichi. Thank you very much. We actually couldn't hear you well enough, but if you can post this in the calendar or send a brief update to myself or Maureen, we will post this in the calendar to include this as well in our outreach activities. We'd highly appreciate if you can do this. Thank you, Yasuichi. And one of the key important points in our strategy is also the work with universities. And I know many of ALSs are working with universities. So if any of you are doing any presentation in those in the educational institutions, and I know Hong is working as a lecturer, so if there is any activity related to the outreach in the universities, please also let us know, because this is one of the important parts of our strategy as well for this year. Thank you very much. So anyone would like to say something on this? I know Hong is typing. So, okay, while people are typing, and yes, Amir, I know also you are teaching as well, so... And I know you are doing a lot of outreach activities there as considering the fact that you are also the NOMCOM starting from the end of Dublin meeting, so you'll be very much involved in the outreach activities as well. Excellent, Hong. So you did outreach on CCWG second draft. That's great. If you just send a brief what you have presented, how many students were there, we will include this in our outreach activities in calendar as well as implemented activities. The same for Amir, that through ISOP Islamabad chapter they are doing outreach in local universities, and Fuad, recently I know that you started to work on School on IG. Okay, there is a School on IG happening in Islamabad in October, so this is a great opportunity to do the outreach, and please use this opportunity to also let us know that ALSs are doing excellent job, and let everyone know about this. Share with us those. Okay, great. As there is also people are typing in chat space, and very important information is there. So this chat discussion also will be available online for all of us. Let's move to the next agenda item. As you know, we are meeting in Dublin on for item 54, and we will be holding face-to-face meeting. Our monthly call will take place there on Wednesday, and the information will be sent about the timing prior to this. I'm not sure if for many APU region representatives this will be a good time to join, but the good point that all records will be available. And I would like to raise the question, what kind of important topics you would like to bring to the table for us to discuss in Dublin. There is one point related to internet users, and I know Cheryl is working on the rules of procedure, some proposal. Cheryl, if you have a couple of words to say about this, that would be great.
Thanks, Cyrano. Cheryl, for the record. Yes, look, very, very briefly, it started off as something that Maureen and I had proposed to the leadership team of APRALO, that we needed to prepare a little discussion paper for our region to look at as to how to best manage from a voting and voting weights perspective. What we expect will be a small at the moment but growing number of individual members to our region. I would like to say that I've managed to put my fingers to the keyboard on this matter and push out a first draft, but there's been this other work, something to do with accountability in ICANN in the main, that has literally subsumed all of our spare time in so many of our lives. And so you haven't managed to get a draft out of me and Maureen on this as yet. It would be our intention, however, to have a discussion piece to be looked at, perhaps even just a PowerPoint slide or three, during the meeting at Dublin on the Wednesday from an APRALO perspective. It has in fact grown beyond just APRALO, however, and whilst we will be taking our own regional look at this and hopefully doing some smart thinking about coming up with some clever ideas based on the rough drafting that Maureen and I can put together as a skeleton. We are also working on this exact same issue and a little bit of other important issues to do with individual members in regional at large organisations for all of the RALOs as part of the work group that's looking at ALS expectations, those ALS and member expectations. And so there's sort of the same work going into two directions. So at this stage, with humblest apologies, but we are only human, despite comments to the contrary at times, watch this space is probably the best thing I can say, that it is our intention to have at least a roughed up something or other for us to discuss in probably, I guess, if you could give us, say, 10 minutes in the agenda, that would be most suitable. Thank you. Maureen, you might want to say something.
Okay, thank you, Cheryl. 10 minutes in the Dublin agenda, you mean, to give the floor to you?
Correct, yep.
Okay, thank you very much. Yes, that will be, this is one of the topics we are going to discuss. Maureen, you wanted to say something?
No, nothing from me. We've only got a few more minutes left.
Any other ideas or topics you would like to discuss during the Dublin meeting? I don't see any hands or anyone who is typing here. No one. So, okay, the agenda will be there, of course, and then we'll try to find the main important topics which are currently on the table and, again, discuss this during face-to-face meetings. Okay, let's move to another agenda item. We have upcoming Aotearoa APAC Hub webinar, and I would like to give the floor to Kelvin to provide the brief update what we are going to discuss when. Kelvin, the floor is yours.
Sure. Thank you, Sternush. So this is this webinar series is a cooperation between the AP Railo and ICANN APEC Hub, and we've been doing this for a while under our cooperation framework. So the webinar series is one of the actions of the cooperation framework. So the upcoming, well, in fact, the past one series, the past webinar was on DNSSEC and DNS ecosystem, domain name system, and that received a pretty good feedback, and we'll be hoping to continue this good trend as well as the attendees. So for the upcoming AP Railo APEC Hub webinar, it will be on the 29th of September, 0500 UTC, and it will be on new GTLD program, the new generic top-level domain name. I think Olivia mentioned quite a bit about the new GTLD program, the expansion of the domain name system from say two to the 1,000 over that we will soon see. So thanks to Ariel and Sylvia, we will be having Steve Chan, Senior Policy Manager, Policy Development from ICANN, to run us through the background of new GTLD, as well as activities, the generic name supporting organization, GNSO activities, about the new GTLD. And we will also be inviting Yoshitaka Murakami, from Senior Consultant from the Brights Consulting, based in Japan, to run us through some case studies and give us examples of how companies and communities are using the new GTLDs. So whether you're hearing new GTLD for the first time,
you've
heard it out 18 times and you are so familiar about it, I'm sure I've heard him present this, and I'm sure that Murakami will give us a very interesting examples on how people are using the new GTLD. So please do join us at the time stated. That's all for me. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kelvin. Thank you very much, and looking forward to this fourth webinar between APAC and APAC Hub and AP Railo partnership. So this is a great opportunity for all our ALSs to participate. So mark your calendar. Yes, I agree with Sylvia on September 29th. And our next agenda item is information related to the meeting which will take place in Dublin. So it will be on Wednesday, 21st of October, 7-8 UTC. I don't think this is very bad timing for Asia-Pacific, but hopefully many of you can participate. I know that several people may come in person to Dublin, so I'm looking forward to see them participate in Asia Pacific monthly call there. So our last agenda item is anyone would say something, any other business, like whatever you would like to say, to add, to be heard. This is time for you to take the floor. So, two people are typing. Yes, I guess we have some audio issues, but nothing from you. All is good from Cheryl. So, I'm just want to say thank you. If there is no one would like to say something, just to say thank you. And this is our last call before Dublin. Would like our last monthly call, actually, before we have the webinar as well, but I would like to have this chance to wish safe travels to all of you who will be coming to Dublin, and looking forward to meeting you there. Thank you very much once again for participation, and please put this in the action item stuff, please, that ALS is particularly those who talked today, Amir, Hong, Fuad, Yasuichi, and Kelvin, are going to send a brief information to myself to post this in the calendar, the activities which they are planning or implemented already as a part of our outreach strategy. Let this be in action item, and just please, people, send this information, and we will need this by the end of the year to report. So please send this information to me. Thank you very much again, and looking forward to our next meeting in Dublin. Bye for now.
Thank you very much, all. Bye for all.
Thank
Thanks
you.
A lot.